Since the G20 meeting in June 2019, important agreements and alliances were reached between Russia, China, and the USA, which indicate that President Trump is not just another neocon, as some of his cynical detractors have claimed, but is actually working to reorient the United States into a strategic alliance with the Eurasian superpowers. This was seen with his announced lifting of the Huawei ban on American companies, his promise to cancel the additional $300 billion in tariffs with China, his canceling the sanctions on Turkey for its purchase of Russia's S-400 defense system, which renders a big chunk of the NATO ABM shield against Russia impotent, not to mention the president's historic visit to North Korea's demilitarized zone to meet with Kim Jong-un. While not directly discussed at the event, the meltdown of the transatlantic banking system, now bursting at the seams with over $700 trillion of derivatives and corporate debt bubble, which the Bank of International Settlements is warning will be the new subprime junk bond meltdown, was on everyone's mind. Whether the USA would be willing to reorganize itself in harmony with the new system driven by the Belt and Road Initiative was a question which only the brain dead could avoid thinking about. While some commentators are trying to spin this emerging reorientation in global affairs as a mere trick to get re-elected, the reality goes much deeper than many realize, as Trump is merely tapping into an American strategy which was firmly established during the 1941 through 1944 presidential term of America's President Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his loyal collaborator Henry A. Wallace, who had planned a grand design for a U.S.-Russia-China New World Order founded upon principles enshrined in the Atlantic Charter and enunciated in his 1942 Century of the Common Man speech.